Al-Bashir, your source of Islamic literature, presents The Lives of the Prophets, Part 2.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Before I go to the next section of the story of Musa, let's look at the story of Musa up till this point. Until now, up to this point, Musa is not a prophet yet. He's not a messenger. So why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us all of this history, record of the life of Musa before Risala, before the messengerhood or prophethood? You know, it's very important for us to know this background of Sayyidina Musa. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting Musa through experiences that he will need in his mission as a messenger. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised up Musa in the palace of Fir'aun so that Musa can be an insider. He sees how the government functions from the inside. So he has expertise. He knows what's happening, just like what happened with Yusuf. Where was he raised? He was raised in the house of the prime minister or the treasurer. So he has knowledge of how the government functions and works. Also, Musa has first-hand knowledge of the corruption of Fir'aun because he's seen it with his own eyes. And look at the traveling of Musa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Musa travel out of Egypt. And we know that Imam al-Shafi'i says, تَغَرَّبْ عَنِ الْأَوْطَانِ فِي طَلَبِ الْعُلَىٰ وَسَافِرْ فَفِي الْأَسْفَارِ خَمْسُ فَوَائِدِ تَفْرِيجُ هَمٍّ وَاكْتِسَابُ مَعِيشَةٍ وَعِلْمٌ وَآدَابٌ وَصَحْبَةُ مَاجِدِ Imam al-Shafi'i says, leave your country in search of exaltation and travel, because there are five benefits in traveling. To relieve your despair, to seek a livelihood, to seek knowledge, to seek manners and new behaviors. And finally, he said, to be accompanying somebody who's righteous. These are benefits that you could get through traveling. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Sayyidina Musa travel in the land so that he could learn. Number three, what type of job did Musa serve when he was working with this man? Ra'i al-ghanam, a shepherd of goat or sheep. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ma min nabi illa wa ra'a al-ghanam. Every prophet has been a shepherd of sheep. Why specifically sheep? And why specifically a shepherd? Being a shepherd is being responsible. And being a shepherd of sheep, sheep are the weakest of the livestock that we have. It is weaker than cows and it's weaker than camels. And that weakness makes the shepherd very alert. He has to have his eyes always open to take care and guard these sheep from a wolf, to take care of them of being lost, because a sheep cannot survive on its own, but a camel can. So the shepherd learns how to be very alert, because the Anbiya are going to be protecting a whole nation. A whole nation of weak people, because خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the human being is weak. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them go through this training of being shepherds, so that they learn how to be responsible. Because it's the responsibility of the shepherd to take care of the flock. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was preparing Musa for what? Allah was preparing him for the most difficult job of all. The most difficult job of all is the job of the Anbiya. That's the most difficult work. It is the work of the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the particular work of Sayyidina Musa was going to be one of the most challenging work that any Nabi has faced. Because who is Musa going to be dealing with? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending him to Fir'aun. Allah is sending him to the man who claimed to be God. أَنَا رَبُّكُمْ الْأَعْلَىٰ وَمَا عَلِّمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending Sayyidina Musa to face the oldest monarchy living on the face of the earth, and that is the family of Fir'aun. This family who believed that divine blood is running through their veins. They believe that they are the seeds of God, that they are the children of God. This family that ruled over an empire of the rich Nile River, they have been ruling for centuries and centuries, and nobody dares to stand against them.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send one man against this strong, powerful family headed by Fir'aun. A superpower or an empire or a civilization of its time. That's on one hand. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending Sayyidina Musa to deal with Bani Israel, a nation that has some remnants of the religion of Allah. But it has been mixed with so much culture and tradition that it has a different face. And they have been living under oppression for a very long time. And that oppression has eroded the dignity that they have. And it has caused their personalities to be humiliated. And that is what happens to people when they live under oppression for a long time. And we found that in the story of Musa and the two men who were fighting. One of them was from children of Israel and one of them was from the Egyptians. When Musa came to interfere, what did the Bani Israeli say? He said, "You want to kill me like you have killed somebody the day before?" So he betrayed Musa who helped him the day before. So you find that the people who live under oppression for a very long time, they become very selfish. Because the government makes sure that they are divided. Because if they're united, the government will not survive. So they divide the people. They plant the seeds of division among them. So then you have people who are living in their own islands. They are thinking individualistically in a selfish way. These are the kind of people that Musa is going to deal with. A kind of people who lost dignity. اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا. Go and fight with your Lord. We're going to sit right here. So this was the mission, the difficult mission that Sayyidina Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام was going to be faced with. But until now, Musa has no idea what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hiding for him in the future. Musa has been away from his mother and his family and his country for 10 years. He feels homesick. He misses his family. He wants to go back and visit his mother. He wants to visit his family. So he decided that he's going to go to Egypt secretly. He will sneak in without the government knowing and go and meet with his family and relatives. So he took with him his wife and he started traveling towards Egypt. Musa got lost. He lost the directions. It was a very cold and dark night. And Musa is traveling in this cold and dark night. He lost direction. There is no light. It was completely dark and it was very cold. And Musa is with his wife alone in this very difficult environment. It's desert. That area which is between Asham and Egypt is desert. Musa saw what appeared to be fire far away. And it seems from the ayat that only Musa was able to see it, but his wife didn't see it. Inni anastu nara. I have seen light. It seems that this light, because it was a special light, only Musa was seeing it. His wife couldn't recognize it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَلَمَّا قَضَى مُوسَى الْأَجَلَ وَسَارَ بِأَهْلِهِ آنَسَ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ نَارًا.
And he was traveling with his family. He saw a fire in the direction of At-Tur. He told his wife, wait here, I will go and either try to find directions, because that fire must be burnt by some people, there must be some people around it, so they'll give me directions, I need guidance. Musa needs guidance. He says, لعلي أجد على النار هدى, that I will find guidance next to the fire. What guidance is he talking about? Directions to Egypt.
لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى.
So that I could either bring you some light, because we need light, we are in complete darkness. Or I will find guidance. لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى. So Musa walked to that direction. Musa doesn't know what he's going to face in front of him. He walks there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about one of the most amazing conversations that happened in the history of the universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا نُودِيَ مِن شَاطِئِ الْوَادِ الْأَيْمَنِ فِي الْبُقْعَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ مِنَ الشَّجَرَةِ أَيَّا مُوسَى إِنِّي أَنَا اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so when he reached the fire, he was called from the right side of the valley, in the blessed place from the tree, O Musa, verily I am Allah, the Lord of Al-Alameen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa,
إِنِّي أَنَا رَبُّكَ فَخْلَعْ نَعْلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى.
O Musa, take off your shoes because you are in the sacred valley. You have to come into this meeting with preparation. Take off your shoes. Just like we enter into salah with wudu. So he went into that sacred valley in At-Tur. And then he saw this tree, green tree. There was fire burning in it, but the tree is becoming more green and green. And that fire was not fire, but it was light. And then he watched and he saw that light was extending up to the samawat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا. I am Allah, there is no God but me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa in those special moments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Sayyidina Musa,
إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي.
There's no God but me, so worship me and establish prayer for my remembrance. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa about the hour, the day of judgment, al-akhirah. Now let's go back a little bit. Musa, what did he want from this fire? He wanted two things. He wanted light, to light up the small area which he and his wife and his sheep are sitting in. But he came back with light for humanity. Musa went to that fire because he wants guidance, so that someone will tell him the direction to Egypt. But he came back for guidance for mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي. I am Allah, so worship me. Tawheed number one. Oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was the next order? After Tawheed, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Establish prayer for my remembrance. Salah was prescribed on Musa in a direct conversation between him and Allah. And how was Salah prescribed on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It was prescribed on him in the trip of Al-Mi'raj without anyone in between. That is the importance of Salah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him what he has told every prophet, and that is the people need to believe in the akhirah, in the afterlife. Sa'a, atiya, the hour will come. Akadu ukhfiha, I am hiding it. It's so close, as if it is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just hiding it away from the people. In this wonderful conversation between the Creator and the servant, Musa alayhi salam, Musa is holding his stick. He's holding his stick which he has lived with for a very long time. He knows his stick very well. Musa knows his stick very well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him about his stick. وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. What is that in your hands, O Musa? What is in your right hand? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to say what he knows about his stick, because Allah wants to show him what he doesn't know. So Musa told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to his knowledge, what he knows about this stick which he has owned for a very long time. He said, قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. He said, this is my stick, whereon I lean, and wherewith I beat down branches for my sheep, and wherein I find other uses. I use it to lean on when I need to climb. And I use it to beat down branches and leaves to feed my sheep. And I also use it for other things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa, أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى. Throw it. So Musa threw away his stick, and what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَأَنْ أَلْقِ عَصَاكَ فلما رآها تهتز كأنها جان ولا مدبرا ولم يعقب.
So he threw his stick from his hand and it started to shake. The stick is dead, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created life and death. So that stick that is dead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in it a soul of a snake. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is exactly as creating anything else. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is kun fayakun. But this is unusual for Musa, who knows his stick for a very long time. So when Musa ra'aha tahtazzu ka'annaha jan, it started shaking like a huge serpent. Musa, what was his first reaction? It was a reaction of a human being. فَوَلَّى مُدْبِرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ. He ran away and he did not look back. He ran away. فَوَلَّى مُدْبِرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ. He didn't even look back. Because this is his stick which he knew for a very long time, and now suddenly it's a huge snake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is training Musa. This natural human fear has to get out of his heart. This is natural. It is a natural human trait to have fear in your heart. But Musa is going to be dealing with situations and he has to have a strong heart, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing him for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa, يَا مُوسَى أَقْبِلْ وَلَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْآمِنِينَ. Oh Musa, come here and do not have any fear because you are going to be safe and secure. So Musa came back. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, وَضْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَى جَنَاحِكَ. Put your right hand under your arm. Musa was dark-skinned, as we said. He pulled out his hand. It was white and shining like the moon. Allah told him to put his hand back. He put his hand back. It returned to his natural color. Two signs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِنُرِيَكَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا الْكُبْرَى, that we may show you some of our greater signs. These are two out of nine signs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Musa, and we'll talk about the other signs later. Now hold your breath for the next thing. This is a short conversation between Allah and Musa. Musa is just confronted with the responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is handing down Sayyidina Musa the responsibility of messengerhood, prophethood. But what was the first command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Musa? اذهب إلى فرعون. Go to Fir'aun immediately. Musa just received the message right now. And in this conversation between him and Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is already handing him the challenging mission of going and facing Fir'aun. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. Go to Fir'aun because he has transgressed all bounds. This is a very, very heavy order. قول ثقيل. This is heavy. Musa ran out of Egypt for 10 years because of fear of Fir'aun. He wants to visit his family and his mother and his relatives and his home country. He's not going there because of the fear of Fir'aun. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him not to go into Egypt, to go to Fir'aun and tell him to follow you. But Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him because of his strength and his iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yajtabi, he chooses out of his creation the best for this mission of prophethood. So Musa did not reject the command of Allah. But he asked Allah for help. Because this is not an easy thing to do. So he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. And look at this wonderful dua of Musa, what he's asking from Allah. Number one.
قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي.
Oh Allah, open up my heart and my chest. Open for me my chest. Grant me self-confidence and contentment and boldness. This mission of facing Fir'aun needs to have a very strong heart, so open for me my heart. Give me strength. Give me confidence.
وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي.
And make my mission easy. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make the difficult easy.
وَحْلُلْ عُقُدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي.
And make loose the knot, the defect from my tongue. Musa had a problem with speech. We do not know what exactly, there's that story of the charcoal and all that, but there's no evidence for it. Anyway, we know from the Nas of Quran, from the text of Quran, that Musa had a problem with the way he used to speak. Either it was difficulty in pronouncing letters, or it was difficulty in expressing himself, or difficulty in he was stuttering. Allahu a'lam. But he had a certain defect in the way he used to speak. So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةَ مِنْ لِسَانِي, and release one of the knots from my tongue. He didn't ask Allah to make him the most fluent. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to release that knot as much as he would need. Aisha radiallahu anha was going to Hajj, and she heard some men talking outside. And one of them is asking, he's giving them a quiz. He said, مَنْ أَمَنُّ النَّاسِ عَلَى أَخِيهِ. Who did the greatest favor on his brother? He's asking these men, who did the biggest favor to his brother? Aisha, from inside her hawdaj, from over the camel, she responded and said, Musa. He is the one who did the biggest favor on his brother Harun, because the biggest favor is that Musa asked Allah to make Harun a prophet. What bigger favor could you do for your brother? He asked Allah, Allah, make my brother a prophet. No brother has done his brother a favor like Musa has done Harun.
وَاجْعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِّنْ أَهْلِي.
And appoint for me a helper from my family.
هارون أخي.
Harun, my brother. And then notice here, the rules of brotherhood in Islam are in the following ayat. Why does he want help from his brother Harun?
أُشْدُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي.
To increase my strength with him. Your brother and you are stronger together. That's one purpose of brotherhood in Islam. You become stronger when you have a brother. When you're alone, you're not as strong as when you have a brother. And that's why Rasulullah ﷺ has always told us to be with the jama'ah. Don't think that you can survive alone in the wilderness outside. Outside, it's a jungle. It's a jungle. And you need to be with the Muslims, because you are like sheep. Rasulullah ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُ الذِّئْبُ مِنَ الْغَنَمِ الْقَاسِيَةِ. The wolf eats from the stray sheep. The wolf will not attack the pack, the flock. The wolf will attack the sheep which is alone. أُشْدُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي. That's number one. And then, and let him share my task. So he will help me in my task. Brotherhood in Islam is not for worldly benefit or gain. Brotherhood in Islam is for
كي نسبحك كثيرا ونذكرك كثيرا إنك كنت بنا بصيرا.
That we may glorify you much and remember you much. Verily, you are of us ever a well-seer. We can worship you together. That's why I want to have a brother, so that we can both worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make tasbih and dhikr for Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
قَالَ قَدْ أُوْتِيْتَ سُؤْلَكَ يَا مُوسَى.
Allah said, you are granted your request, O Musa. Allah granted him his request. Now there are a few other points which Musa wants to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about. Musa has left Egypt because of the murder case that happened. There was a warrant against Musa. So he wants to ask about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this. He says, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي قَتَلْتُ مِنْهُمْ نَفْسًا فَأَخَافُ أَن يَقْتُلُونَ. He said, my Lord, I have killed a man among them and I fear that they may kill me.
قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي قَتَلْتُ مِنْهُمْ نَفْسًا فَأَخَافُ أَن يَقْتُلُونَ وَأَخِي هَارُونُ هُوَ أَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا فَأَرْسِلْهُ مَعِيَ رِدْ أَن يُصَدِّقُنِي إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُكَذِّبُونَ قَالَ سَنَشُدُّ عَضُدَكَ بِأَخِيكَ وَنَجْعَلُ لَكُمَا سُلْطَانًا فَلَا يَصِلُونَ إِلَيْكُمَا بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْتُمَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَكُمَا الْغَالِبُونَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he said, my Lord, I have killed a man among them and I fear that they will kill me. And my brother Harun, he is more eloquent in speech than me. He is better in speaking. So send him with me as a helper to confirm me. Verily, I fear that they will belie me. Allah said, we will strengthen your arm through your brother and give you both power so they shall not be able to harm you. With our ayat, you too as well as those who follow you will be victorious. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa now to go to Fir'aun. Go with your brother to Fir'aun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him an advice.
اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقولا له قولا لينا لعله يتذكر أو يخشى.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go both of you to Pharaoh, verily he has transgressed. And what is the advice? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and speak to him mildly. قُلْ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Layyin means soft and mild. What is the wisdom behind that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Perhaps he may accept admonition or fear Allah. If you speak to someone mildly and softly, there is a possibility that he will fear Allah and he would remember. If you speak to them roughly, most likely they won't. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Musa the manners of da'wah. It has to be done in a soft manner. It has to be done in a mild way. That is how da'wah should be done. I want to mention one thing in regards to da'wah here. Sometimes we think that part of being mild in da'wah is to not threaten the other side or make them worry. Sometimes in our da'wah, we tell the people about Islam, but we shy away from mentioning to them the consequences of not believing. We sometimes hold back telling the people, if you don't believe, this is what will happen to you. You will be in hellfire. We think that that is too harsh. Is that true or not? We find here the answer in the ayat. The ayah that says, talk to Fir'aun in a mild fashion is ayah 41. Is ayah 44 in Surah Taha. Ayah 48 in Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Musa and Harun, or actually Musa is saying to Fir'aun, إِنَّا قَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْنَا أَنَّ الْعَذَابَ عَلَى مَنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. Musa is telling Fir'aun, truly it has been revealed to us that torment will be for him who denies and turns away from Allah. So Musa is telling Fir'aun, I have received revelation that if you don't believe in Allah, you will be punished in hellfire. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that we should be mild and soft in our da'wah, but this is not part of it. This is part, why? Because this is part of the honesty of conveying the message. The anbiya of Allah have been given an amanah, trust, and they have to be honest. They cannot hold back information from people. They have to tell them the truth. بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا, to give them the glad tidings and to give them the warning. If you believe, you would receive Jannah. If you don't believe, you would receive hellfire. Anyway, Musa and Harun, they said, قَالَ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا نَخَافُ أَن يَفْرُطَ عَلَيْنَا أَوْ يَيَطْغَى. Oh Allah, we fear that they should hasten to punish us or lest they should transgress. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, fear not, verily I am with you both hearing and seeing. So Musa and Harun, they had different conversations with Fir'aun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in many parts of Quran. We'll talk about this one here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many ayat, mentions this. This one is in Surah Ash-Shu'ara. When Musa went to Fir'aun and asked him to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Fir'aun immediately started reminding Musa with his previous crime. And he also started reminding Musa with his favors on him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
قَالَ أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثْتَ فِينَا مِنْ عُمُرِكَ سِنِينَ.
Pharaoh said to Musa, did we not bring you up among us as a child? And we did dwell many years, and you did dwell many years of your life with us. I am the one who raised you up. I am the one who fed you. I am the one who took care of you. And this is what you end up doing to me. And the other thing he said,
وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ.
And you did your deed, which you did. He's talking about what? The crime of killing. and you were one of the ingrates. You were ungrateful. We took care of you and then you ended up killing one of our people. The response of Musa was amazing. Very interesting response. Fir'aun has done Musa a favor, right? A lot, big favor. He raised him up for years in his palace as an adopted son and took care of him for all of his life. How could you now come and talk to me this way? It's a big favor. But look at the response of Sayyidina Musa. He said,
وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ
Is this a favor you are telling me about when you have enslaved the children of Israel? What was the reason Musa was raised up in the house of Fir'aun? It is because of the oppression of Fir'aun to Bani Israel. If it wasn't for that oppression, Musa would have been raised by his own parents. He did not need Fir'aun. He did not need Fir'aun. The only reason why Musa was raised by Fir'aun is because of the oppression of Fir'aun against Bani Israel. And because of that oppression, he ended up raising up Musa. Otherwise, Musa would have been in his house. His mother would not put him in the river. His mother put him in the river because of the fear of Fir'aun. If Fir'aun was not oppressive and zalim, he would have been raised in his own house. So Musa is telling him, what favor are you talking about? That's not a favor. That is because of your oppression against Bani Israel. So don't tell me that that's a favor. And then he talk about the crime. He said, Musa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ فَعَلْتُهَا إِذًا وَأَنَا مِنَ الضَّالِينَ I did it in a time of ignorance. I was ignorant at the time.
فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ
And then I ran away from you, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the message. So don't hold me accountable for something that I did then, because at that time I was ignorant. But now I have the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ He made me of the messengers.
قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ
قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ Fir'aun said, who is the God of the worlds? Who is he? Who are you talking about? Who's your Lord? Musa said,
قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُم مُوقِنِينَ
He said, the Lord of the heavens and the earth and all that is in between them, if you seek to be convinced with certainty. Musa is talking serious. He's saying, Allah is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Fir'aun wants to turn it into joke and entertainment, so he started making fun of Musa.
قَالَ لِمَنْ حَوْلَهُ أَلَا تَسْتَمِعُونَ
So he's starting to make fool out of Sayyidina Musa, mocking at Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Musa did not respond to that. He was not sidetracked. Musa continued and said, قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ آبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ He is your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers before you. Now Fir'aun got angry.
قَالَ إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمُ الَّذِي أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ لَمَجْنُونَ
He said, the messenger who is sent to you is crazy. Now he started getting serious and angry and is accusing Sayyidina Musa of insanity. Musa did not respond to that either, and he continued. Look at the da'ya.
قَالَ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ
He is the Lord of the East and the West and everything in between, if you have any understanding. And this is an important lesson of da'wah. Don't protect your own self in da'wah. We would be talking with somebody about da'wah, giving them the message. They would attack us. We would start defending our own selves. And we would get into the conversation and the debate of defending our own selves. Fir'aun starts accusing him. Musa is continuing with the signs of Allah. And now, Fir'aun goes from the next step. He started with mockery, and then accusing, and then now threatening.
قَالَ لَئِنِ اتَّخَذْتَ إِلَهًا غَيْرِي لَأَجْعَلَنَّكَ مِنَ الْمَسْجُونِينَ
If you take any other god beside me, I will throw you in jail. Musa said, قَالَ أَوَلَوْ جِئْتُكَ بِشَيْءٍ مُبِينٍ What if I bring you with clear signs from Allah? Fir'aun told him, show me what you have. Musa threw his stick. فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ It turned into a snake. ونزعَ يَدَهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ And he took out his hand from under his arm, and it was white for all of them around him. Now, Fir'aun said that Musa is a magician. قَالَ لِلْمَلَأِ حَوْلَهُ إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Sayyidina Musa the ayat. Fir'aun refused to follow the signs which he has seen with his own eyes and accused Musa of committing, of being a sorcerer, a magician. Fir'aun announced that he will gather all of the magicians of Egypt and bring them to challenge Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَلَقَدْ أَرَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا كُلَّهَا فَكَذَّبَ وَأَبَى
We showed Fir'aun all of our signs, nevertheless he still rejected and refused.
قَالَ أَجِئْتَنَا لِتُخْرِجَنَا مِنْ أَرْضِنَا بِسِحْرِكَ يَا مُوسَى
O Musa, do you want to drive us out of our land with your magic? So he accused Musa of trying to take over the government and drive them out of the land. This is the thing he accused Musa of doing. لِتُخْرِجَنَا عَنْ أَرْضِنَا You want to drive us out of our land, take over the government and kick us out. He said, you want to do that with your magic? We have stronger magic than yours.
فَلَنَأْتِيَنَّكَ بِسِحْرٍ مِثْلِهِ فَجَعَلْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكَ مَوْعِدًا لَا نُخْلِفُهُ نَحْنُ وَلَا أَنْتَ مَكَانًا سُوًى
We're going to bring you with magic similar to it and better. فَجَعَلْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكَ مَوْعِدًا لَا نُخْلِفُهُ نَحْنُ وَلَا أَنْتَ مَكَانًا سُوًى So let's have an appointed time. Musa chose the day of Azina. This is the festival of the people of Egypt. On that day, all of the people would gather together and they would have a big celebration. Musa chose that day because he wants everybody to be there and he wants everyone to see the signs of Allah.
قَالَ مَوْعِدُكُمْ يَوْمُ الزِّينَةِ وَأَن يُحْشَرَ النَّاسُ ضُحًا
The appointed time is your festival day and we'll meet in the early morning. When all of the people come together, then we're going to start our competition.
فَتَوَلَّى فِرْعَوْنُ فَجَمَعَ كَيْدَهُ ثُمَّ أَتَى
Fir'aun left and he brought together all of his strength and power.
قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَى وَيْلَكُمْ لَا تَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا فَيُسْحِتَكُمْ بِعَذَابٍ
Musa, when he saw all of the magicians present, it says in another ayah that Fir'aun has sent to all of the towns of Egypt to gather all of the magicians. He has sent his orders to bring all of the magicians from Egypt. What was the role of the magicians in Egypt? First of all, we need to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sends a prophet, He provides the Nabi with miracles that challenge the people in their field of expertise. So the people of Egypt, the most high-ranking science that they had, and their field of expertise was the field of magic. They were very powerful in that field, and maybe the world, until today, has never seen such powerful magic like what existed in Egypt. They were the top in magic. Fir'aun used to use the magicians to control and dominate the minds of the society. He would use them to influence and control the minds of people. So these were working with Fir'aun. And that's why they say in another ayah, وَمَا أَكْرَهْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السِّحْرِ. They were forced to learn this. And Fir'aun would have schools where they would teach them the magic, and then he would use it to control the minds of people through magic. And to give the people the impression that Fir'aun is God. And these magicians would commit these strange acts of magic, and they would do it in the name of Fir'aun, and that is how they controlled the lives of people in Egypt. But Fir'aun was very terrified from this single man, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. So he didn't bring one magician or two. He brought the best magicians that Egypt could offer. And there are different narrations. We don't know how much for sure. Ibn Ishaq goes as far as saying 15,000. But Ibn Abbas says 70. So let's go with the least, and that is the narration of Ibn Abbas. 70 magicians. These 70 magicians were standing in front of Musa. Musa, his point is not to win. His point is to give da'wah. So he wanted to give them another chance. So Musa told them,
قَالَ لَهُمْ مُوسَى وَيْلَكُمْ لَا تَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا فَيُسْحِتَكُمْ بِعَذَابٍ وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنِ افْتَرَى.
Moses said to them, woe unto you, invent not a lie against Allah, lest He should destroy you completely by a torment, and surely he who invents a lie against Allah will fail miserably. He's giving them another chance. He's saying this is a lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you continue with that, you will end up failing. These words were discussed by the magicians. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَتَنَازَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ وَأَسَرُّوا النَّجْوَى.
Allah says, then they debated with one another what they must do, and they kept their talk secret. They were discussing, is this man really a prophet or is he a magician? In the end, they settled the argument and said, he's a magician, and this is our plan, and this is what we're going to do. And Fir'aun said, and they said with him,
قالوا إن هذان لساحران يريدان أن يخرجاكم من أرضكم بسحرهما ويذهبا بطريقتكم المثلى.
These are two magicians. Their object is to drive you out of your land with their magic and overcome your chiefs and nobles.
فأجمعوا كيدكم ثم أتوا صفا. وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْيَوْمَ مَنِ اسْتَعْلَى.
So devise your plot and then assemble in a line, and whoever overcomes this day will be indeed successful. He told them, assemble in a line. So imagine with me, this is a festival. All of the people of Egypt are there, surrounding this battlefield. On one side of the battlefield, 70 magicians lined up with all of their equipment. And on the other side, Musa standing alone and his brother behind him. Imagine the scene. 70 magicians. That is the minimum number. Imagine it's 15,000 in ranks, lines, with all of their equipment, with all of their tools. And Musa standing alone on the other side. And all of the people of Egypt are surrounding them and watching. And they devised their plan. So they said,
قالوا يا موسى إما أن تلقي وإما أن نكون أول من ألقى.
Oh Musa, either you throw your stick first or we will be the first to throw. قال بل ألقوا. He said, throw your sticks. So they threw their sticks and their ropes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعَصِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى.
Then behold, their ropes and their sticks by their magic appeared to him as though they moved fast. And these were not amateur magicians or weak in their field. These were strong, professional, and they were the best maybe the world has ever seen in magic. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the other ayah, فَلَمَّا أَلْقَوْا سَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when they threw their sticks and their ropes, they have made magic and illusion on the eyes of people. وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ They put fear in the hearts of people. وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is great magic. Imagine how powerful it would have been. First of all, سَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ The magic was on the eyes of men, meaning that it wasn't really, these sticks and ropes weren't really snakes. Because we cannot give life to the dead. Therefore, it was an illusion. An optical illusion. That is what it is. Because we do not control the difference between life and death, and that is الروح. الروح من أمر ربي يسألونك عن الروح. They ask you about the soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قل إنما الروح من أمر ربي وما أوتيتم من العلم إلا قليلا. Tell them that the soul, the knowledge of the soul belongs to Allah, and you only have little knowledge. This is something that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls. So this magic was an illusion. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ When the people saw this, they were afraid and terrified. So imagine, the people of Egypt surrounding this stadium or this battlefield, and all of them were afraid and terrified when they saw what the magicians have done, what do you think the response of Musa would be? And he is with them in the field. Remember what happened before with Musa when his stick started moving? What happened? فَوَلَّا مُدْبِرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ He ran away and he did not look back. And it was one stick. But now look at the response of Musa. 70 magicians, or 15,000, throwing their sticks and their ropes. All the people around him are terrified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى Musa conceived fear, where? In his heart. But it did not show on his reaction. It did not show on his action. It did not show at all on Sayyidina Musa. It remained the natural human response in the heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said,
قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى
Fear not, surely you will have the upper hand. Before he had fear in his heart and he acted upon it. He ran away and he didn't look back. Now, it was a natural human fear in the heart, but did not affect Sayyidina Musa. And that is what Iman does. You still go through the natural human reactions or feelings of fear and doubts. All of these things that come to the heart, but the believer is able to suppress them and is able to eliminate them. And that is the difference between the believer and the non-believer. So Musa here, he only conceived a little bit of fear in his heart, but it did not affect him whatsoever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave Musa itma'inan, he gave him tranquility, so that small fear in the heart was eliminated and taken out of his heart. وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ And throw that which is in your right hand. Now the 70 magicians have their sticks and their ropes shaking and moving. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa, throw what is in your right hand. تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا It will eat up everything that they made. إِنَّمَا صَنَعُوا كَيْدُ سَاحِرٍ وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى This is a plot of a magician, and the plots of the magicians are not successful wherever they are. What is the difference between the stick of Musa and the sticks of the magicians? The difference is that the stick of Musa had a living soul in it that transformed the stick into a real snake. So it ate up all of their ropes. What was the response of the magicians? Who are the ones among all of these people who are watching? Who are the experts? Who are the ones who understand what's going on? The magicians. Fir'aun is stubborn. He knows the truth. استيقنتها أنفسهم. They knew it. He knew the truth, but he doesn't want to believe. The people of Egypt surrounding are followers of Fir'aun. Whatever Fir'aun says, we're going to follow him. فاستخف قومه فأطاعوه. He belittled his people, so they followed him. But the ones who have understanding of the reality of the situation are the magicians. So when they saw this, they understood that this is not magic. We are the experts in magic. We know magic from A to Z. We know everything about it. This is not magic. This is not magic. This is a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they saw that, their reaction was, فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحْرَةُ سُجَّدًا They made sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, قَالُوا أَمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى We believed in the Lord of Harun and Musa. Fir'aun said,
قَالَ آمَنَّا
أذنتم له قبل أن آذن لكم.
He said, you believed in him before I gave you permission. Look at how much control Fir'aun had over people. He even wants them to take permission from him when they want to become Muslim. You have to get a permission, a permit, to believe in Musa. That is how much control Fir'aun had over the lives of people. قَالَ أَمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ إِنَّهُ لَكَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ السِّحْرَ. Fir'aun said, he is your teacher. Musa is your teacher who taught you magic. And then he threatened them and said,
فَلَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخْلِ وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ أَيُّنَا أَشَدُّ عَذَابًا وَأَبْقَى.
Verily, he is your chief who taught you magic, so I will surely cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides, and I will surely crucify you on the trunks of palm trees. And then notice what Fir'aun said.
قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ
Fir'aun said, this is a conspiracy between you and Musa, which you have agreed about in the town before you came here. A blunt lie. He said, this is a conspiracy. You were conspiring with Musa before you came here. In Surah Al-Shu'ara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when the magicians came and had their first meeting with Fir'aun, the magicians were gathered from all over Egypt. When they were brought to Egypt and they had their first meeting with Fir'aun, what did they say? What is the first thing the magicians told Fir'aun when they met with him? أَإِنَّ لَنَا in the first meeting with Fir'aun, they said, أَإِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ. Are you going to reward us if we win? So they were in it for the money. That is why they came. They want the reward. What did Fir'aun say? Yes, and you will also be close to me. So Fir'aun not only is going to give them wealth, but he's going to give them power and position. They came for a small worldly gain. And when they went into the field, it is said, Ibn Kathir says, that these magicians stood up and they threw their sticks and their ropes and they were chanting, بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ. In the name of Fir'aun, we are going to win. In the name of Fir'aun, we're going to win. And they were chanting these words. These magicians now became believers. And Fir'aun told them, I will kill you and I will crucify you. He will kill them in a cruel way. He's going to chop out their arms and their hands, their arms and their legs, and he's going to crucify them on palm trees. What was the response of the magicians now?
قَالُوا لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَى مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالَّذِي فَطَرَنَا فَقُضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضٍ إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا.
They said, we prefer you not over the clear signs that have came to us and to him Allah who created us. So decree whatever you desire to decree. For you can only decree regarding the life of this world. إِنَّا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّنَا لِيَغْفِرَ لَنَا خَطَايَانَا وَمَا أَكْرَهْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السِّحْرِ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Verily we have believed in our Lord that he may forgive us our faults and the magic to which you have compelled us to do. And Allah is better as regards reward in comparison to yours. The reward of Allah is better than yours. Look at what Iman does. These same people who came and were asking for money are now saying, we are not only willing to give our wealth, we are willing to give our life for the sake of Allah because the reward of Allah is better. That is what Iman does. And if our iman is not carrying us to that level, then that means our iman is very weak. Because with the magicians, their iman transformed them from people who came to beg from Fir'aun to people who are willing to give their lives in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is iman. If our iman is not transforming us in that way, then we have a problem with our iman. If we're not willing to give in the sake of Allah and to provide and to sacrifice, what iman do we have? Because the deen is tadhiyah, it is sacrifice. And they died on iman and they were shuhada. They died in the sake of Allah. These magicians who were committing one of the major crimes and sins, magic, iman transformed them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the tawbah of anyone, and then they became shuhada in the end. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
For further information, please contact Al-Bashir Publications and Translations at 1-877-745-3330 or 303-574-0095. Our fax number is 303-373-0943 or visit our website at www.albashir.com. That's www.al-bashier.com. You can also write to our address at 10515 East 40th Avenue, Suite 108, Denver, Colorado, 80239-3264. All rights reserved for Al-Bashir Company for publications and translations. No part of this series may be reproduced in any form without written permission from the publisher. Unlawful reproductions may prevent Muslim businesses from further producing quality programs. Your consideration is greatly appreciated. Jazakumullahu khairan. Please proceed to the next CD.